Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So I'm leaving here in a few minutes to go read a book to my kids' class. I love doing this. It's one of my favorite things in the world. Those of you who know already know that I was a teacher for 15 years, and I love to be able to be a part of a classroom. So I'm going to read today, and I'm also ramping myself up to have a conversation with the kids about what it takes to be successful. To give you just a little bit of background, last week or the week before, just recently, my kids won two things. They entered the invention convention and they won. And my daughter entered this art contest and she won. And they were honored for both things at the assembly at which I was able to attend. Yay me. For the most part, everybody cheered and was really excited. Now, fast forward, the kids come home from school and they tell me that some of their friends have claimed that they win everything because I'm their mother. Now, it would be nice to assume, you know, I'm just so amazing, I have amazing kids, and that's why, you know, what they meant, but it's not. I'm sure they meant mom's up at school and so that's why they win, but that's not the truth. They win because they participate. If that has anything to do with me, it's that I remind them of the deadlines and the opportunities, and I encourage them to participate. And so as I was thinking about how will I get this concept across to a bunch of 9 and 10-year-olds, it really made me realize that this is a conversation we should all have all the time. You guys, success, 90%, if not more, it's just showing up. It's choosing to participate, to be part of something, to do your very best, and let that be enough with hopes that perhaps it could be more. I knew that the kids' invention convention idea was good, real good, but I had no expectation that they would win. I knew that my daughter's art project was pretty. Right and thoughtful. I had no misconceived notion that she would win. Because that's not what it's about. It's about showing up. And so what I want to tell these children is please participate. Please show up. Show up and do your very best and give my kids a run for their money. Don't make it easy for them to win. Make it hard for them to win. Show up and do your best. Compete. It's better for everyone. Be a part of it. But what I also want to tell them is that we learn a lot about our friends when we succeed. Everybody talks about how we learn about our friends. We learn about the character of people when we're going through a hard time, when we see who shows up. And I agree with that. But let's be fair, some people show up when we're suffering because it makes them feel better. Whether it makes them feel better about themselves or it makes them feel better because they don't feel guilty that we're going through something hard. You cannot undervalue what we learn about our friends when we succeed. What we learn when we get the leading role. What we learn when we win the contest. What we learn when we whatever it is, right? Succeed in business, become the best that we can be, have a happy life, lose weight, whatever it is, we learn about people when we see their reaction to how we do well. Do they try to take that away from us? Or are they just so proud of us, so excited for us, proud to stand next to us? Something I've been trying to teach the twins since birth, really, is that if one of us succeeds, we all do. If someone is successful about something or at something that you wish to succeed at, beloved, don't think of that as competition. Think of that as evidence that what you are doing has the ability to succeed. And be happy for each other. So sad. And it's not really sad. It's actually not surprising because I could tell you exactly which kids said this to mine. And these kids struggle. Not that their families aren't doing the best that they can. They are. But either they have too many kids and are overwhelmed, or they just are bombarded by their own lives and can't be thinking about getting these projects done. And I get it. But also, beloved, just like we do about our day-to-day stuff and our future goals and all of the things, people make these things bigger in their heads than they actually are. It doesn't overtake your life. It's much simpler than you think. Gather the materials and start. That art contest, even the invention convention, it started with a conversation and then a doodle on a piece of paper. It actually didn't take that much time. The thing that kept it from being stressful was we didn't wait until the very last second, right? In fact, that's something I didn't learn till I was an adult, but that is, get started as soon as the idea fills your mind. If that's some business idea and day one you just search to see if anybody else has the business name, or you look at the domain and you see if you can buy that on GoDaddy for like $50, or you see what the competition looks like, just Google how to get started. I mean, this internet is a plethora of unbelievable, shocking that it already exists knowledge. There's always a place to start, right? You take the wrap off of the red carpet so that you can begin to roll it out, right? Like, it's never going to roll out if you don't take the wrapping off or the tie or whatever it is that's holding it together, right? Like, we just have to begin the unfolding to let the idea be real, to write it down on a piece of paper and see what happens with it. The difference between those who win and those who don't are those who participate and occasionally those who ask for help. For both of these contests my kids just won, they had to ask me to get them the materials that they needed. What did we do first? We looked around our house. What do we already have? What can we repurpose? Right? We pulled cardboard out of the recycling and things like that. Right? Do we already have paints for the art project? What do we have? What's free? 90% of what they needed, we already had. It wasn't even some big expense. Beloved, that's true of even grown-up projects and ideas. If you want to run a restaurant, yes, the idea of that restaurant might be a huge expense, but where can you start today? Start making that food, right? You start making it for your friends and family, and then you offer to do it for a party, and then the next thing you know, maybe you got a food truck and then a restaurant. Like, there's an unfolding, right? And all we have to do is show up, is participate, is take that first step. Quit worrying about what's at the end. My daughter's been in a lot of art contests. She's placed, she's never won. This time I 100% believe she won because she wasn't worried about winning. Instead of thinking, what do I have to do to win? She was thinking, what do I have to do to make this my best project, to make this a representation of me and what I can do? And she won, and she beat kids older than her. All you have to do is be the best version of you. Quit thinking about the competition. Unless you're watching them succeed. And then let their success motivate you. Be evidence that success exists. Or if you watch them crash and burn, learn from their failure. Don't judge it. Because the most successful people have really one thing over you, and that is more failures. They have failed more than you. The girl who is jealous my daughter won the art contest forgot how many times she didn't win. And that girl's never done an art contest at all. We've got to show up, lovelies, and give it a shot. And if not, if that's not you, if that's not who you want to be, then please at least enjoy that there are people in the world who are that. It's like when I see somebody who's going to be a soldier. My daughter's best friend's older brother is about to graduate from high school. He has wanted to be infantry his whole entire life. I respect that so much, but I cannot conceive of it. I cannot even imagine that being a goal, a desire, or anything else. It is not intrinsically on any level who I am. But do you know how grateful I am that there are people like him who want to go into the world and be that? I am proud of him and for him and hope that my son does not, or daughter, that they do not want to do that. Okay. Because to me, it's scary. It's not something that is mine. If chasing after something isn't in your realm of desire in life, that is okay. But don't rob other people of it. Enjoy the way that your life is and unfolds and the choices that you make. And enjoy and be happy for them when they succeed at who they are. Because if you don't participate, you don't get to judge it. You don't get to try to understand why they succeed, why they win. You just get to enjoy the show. And I hope that I can help these children understand that. My real goal is that I leave that class and the next time there's a contest, my kids have to fight real hard to win. That everybody in fourth grade shows up and participates. And that if they do win, it's going to be because their best and their efforts really rose up against a lot of competition. There wasn't a whole lot of competition in these contests they just won. That's nice for them. I'm glad they won. But let's make it harder for them, right? Not out of a desire to stick them in the ribs. Guys, if you have competition, don't view it as competition. Remember what I said, view it as motivation. I believe that if my children knew there were more people going up against them, they would have shined even brighter. And even then, shining as bright as they can, if they didn't win, they'd be so proud of the light they created that it wouldn't matter. Let's rise up together. Let's show up. Let's inspire each other to be our bests. And be excited for each other when we are. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, my name's Chacha, and I've been with Jennifer for a long, long time. I'm probably one of her oldest clients, maybe not chronologically, but by years. Jennifer is amazing. She speaks the truth. She knows things that nobody knows, and I don't know how she does it. The best way to describe her is she is like a 1,000-year-old Dalai Lama. And she's so young, but she is so wise. My whole family knows her. We love her. We will always support her. And she is just simply the best.
How was that?
It was beautiful.
Beautiful. It's not a touch screen, though. You have to click the button.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.